Task 2. Text 1.
I'm not going to do the science course this year. I don't have time, and I think it'll be very tiring travelling to college in the evenings after work. I'll do it next year, when I don't have so much going on.
Really? But I thought you needed the qualification to apply for a better job.
I do, but I guess I'll stay where I am for now and work on my career development next year. It's disappointing, but I don't see any other choice.
Why don't you find an online course that you can fit around your other commitments? That way, you won't have to wait another year.
That's a great idea. I'll look into it.
Text 2.
A major UK telecommunications company, Metronet, has confirmed that a serious data problem has occurred. The company says that hackers gained access to the personal details of more than 2 million customers. This includes email addresses, phone numbers, and in some cases, payment information. The issue likely started late last week, but the company only discovered it yesterday when they noticed something unusual on their computer systems. Experts say that customers should be careful. They should watch out for any strange emails or phone calls. The National Cybersecurity Center says people should change passwords if they use the same one on different websites, especially if the password includes personal information. They also say it's a good idea to use additional steps to log in, like getting a code on your phone. Metronet has apologized for the incident and says it is now working with authorities to look into the problem and improve their security systems.
Text 3.
Today's guest is Jamie Robertson, a travel vlogger who has just spent 6 months traveling around Southeast Asia on a budget. Jamie, welcome to the program. First of all, what made you decide to take this kind of trip?
Well, I wanted to do something that would really challenge me as well as entertain my viewers. So I planned a route that would take me through 6 countries. I started in Thailand and it was a perfect starting point with delicious street food, cheap hostels and beautiful beaches.
A great tourist destination. As a solo traveler, was it difficult to meet people?
Not really. I met lots of people in hostels and on tours. Sometimes it costs more to join a tour group, but it can be worth it to meet people. In Laos, for example, I joined a group for a whitewater rafting trip, and it was so much more fun than doing it alone. We all got along really well, and I've stayed in touch afterwards.
That's great. What was one of the more memorable moments of your trip?
Probably hiking in North Vietnam. The scenery was incredible, and I even stayed with a local family in a small village. That was an amazing experience. We cooked dinner together. We managed to communicate using simple English phrases and gestures. This whole trip has helped me to be more confident and open-minded.
Well, anyone who wants to see where you went and how you got on can watch your videos on your YouTube channel, Jamie's Adventures.
Yes, and they'll also get lots of travel tips such as where to start, where to stay, what local experiences to try, some basic useful phrases, as well as some tips on what to do if anything goes wrong.
That sounds great. Where are you off to next?
I'm planning my next trip as we speak to South America.